Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, Director of Priests for Life, and welcome to Faith Matters, during which we discuss topics of our faith and themes of the Church's liturgical year that help us to enter more deeply into the Word of God. At the present time, we are in the season of Advent, Advent being a word that means coming. It's a time when we reflect on the coming of the Lord, and actually the season of Advent helps us to reflect on two major comings of the Lord. The first part of Advent, the readings of the liturgy turn our minds towards the second coming of Christ at the end of time. We hear it in every Mass, don't we? Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And that is a theme that perhaps we don't hear enough about. He's coming back. He promised it himself. The Church has always taught it. He will come back publicly for everyone to see. When he came the first time, many people didn't realize what was happening in that stable in Bethlehem. So many people were walking by without the slightest idea that the Son of God had just been born on earth, only a few feet away. But the second coming will be public for every eye to see. Those who believed in him and those who did not believe in him, those who loved him and those who hated him, those who tried to stay close to him and those who tried to run away, all will see him coming in majesty. All will bow down before him and acknowledge him as Lord. The Church announces that second coming and calls us to prepare for it. And we prepare for it by reflecting on the meaning of his first coming. And this brings us into the other major theme of Advent, which is looking at the time he came as a child and therefore preparing for the feast of his coming, which is Christmas. We don't pretend as though Jesus didn't come at all and then expect him to come for the first time. What we do in Advent instead is to enter even more deeply into a reflection on the fact that, yes, he has come, and his coming is a reality in our lives that continues. So we listen again to the announcements of all the prophets. God did not come into the world without having prepared the world through the prophets who said that the Savior would come, through the prophets who announced that his coming also means that we have to be prepared, that we have to change our lives so that we can live in a way that welcomes him. The Lord Jesus came in a marvelous way by choosing the Blessed Virgin Mary, by inviting her to be his mother. We know the passage of the Annunciation in which he said to her, "The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and hence the holy offspring to be born will be called the Son of God." And there in her womb, something took place which had never happened before and which will never happen again. God, since the beginning of history, had created human beings with a body and a soul. He created Adam. And he said, "Here is your body, here is your soul." He created Moses, and he said, "Here is your body, here is your soul." He created countless other people, as he did you and me, and he said, "Here is your body, here is your soul." But what happened in the womb of Mary was that Almighty God created a body and a soul, and he said, "This is mine. My body, my soul, I myself will take on human nature. I myself will dwell among my people and speak to my people in a language they can understand because I will be their brother." Advent focuses our minds on what it means that God himself has come into the world. And this cannot happen without calling on us to deeply, significantly change our lives. When the prophets announce his coming, they don't just say, "Well, God is coming, so rejoice." What they say is, "God is coming, so get ready Because the one who comes is truth. And therefore, to celebrate and prepare for his coming, we ourselves have to be more open to the truth. We have to get rid of the lies that affect us so easily, the lies that we tell ourselves. We have to be people of truth, people of honesty. And that's a preparation for his coming. The one who comes is life itself. And so in preparation for his coming, we respect life and we bring ourselves to a deeper respect and appreciation for life, not only in our own personal activities, but in the very policies and laws of our societies. The one who comes is justice. He intervenes to save the helpless. And so we ourselves, in preparing for his coming, strive to become more just, strive to hear more clearly the cries of the poor. The one who comes is holiness itself. And so preparing for his coming means that we strive to be more holy, and that we're ready to receive the gift of holiness that he comes to give us. The first coming of Christ as a baby at Christmas, the last and greatest coming of Christ, his public appearance at the end of the world. We are living, of course, in the time in between those two great comings. And we even read passages in Scripture which tell us that by our holiness of life, we can hasten his coming. In fact, Scripture ends, at the end of the book of Revelation, with a strong cry that the Scripture says comes from the Spirit and comes from the bride of Christ, which is the church. And that cry is, "Come, Lord Jesus." We live our lives according to that cry. We want him to come because we know we need him. We know that we cannot save ourselves. We know that our society itself cannot even survive without the grace and the salvation that he brings. Come, Lord Jesus, the theme of Advent, Maranatha, is a very way of life. Brothers and sisters, during this Advent time, as we make preparations for all the gifts that we want to give at Christmas, for all the celebrations that Christmas Day and the Christmas season will bring, for all the visits to friends and gatherings with relatives that we will have, let us also have a special spiritual plan that will open some aspect of our life even more fully to the coming of the Lord Jesus. Because not only did he come at Bethlehem and will come at the end of time, he comes today. He comes today in his word. He comes today in the graces that you will receive and the inspirations that he gives you in prayer. He comes today in the sacraments, whether you receive confession for the forgiveness of your sins or Holy Communion, the greatest of all the sacraments. But one way or another, he comes. He comes and he wants us during Advent to take some aspect of our life that might not be fully in line with his will and open it up even more to his presence and to his grace. Perhaps an Advent plan would be to take more time each day in the reading of Scripture. Perhaps it will be to look at relationships in your life that are not what they should be and find ways to reach out to those people and to heal wounds of the past. Perhaps it will be to use the great means of grace in the sacraments more frequently during Advent, to go to confession more regularly, to go to Mass every day if possible. But in one way or another, to open our hearts to say, "Come, Lord Jesus," in a deeper way than ever before. There is a famous painting of the Lord Jesus Christ standing with a lantern in his hand in a garden, knocking at a door. And when the painting was first unveiled, everyone said, "This is beautiful," but they said, "There's something wrong here, there's something strange, there's no doorknob on the door." And the artist said, "That's not a mistake. That was done purposely, because the door on which Christ is knocking is the door of the human heart, and it can only be opened from the inside." Open your heart in this season of Advent. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. He will come today. Come, Lord Jesus.